After having my son in August 2004, when he was 6 months old, I went back to work as a part-time beauty therapist. And I started getting short of breath, going up the stairs, tight chest, went backwards and forwards to the doctors, and they couldn't find anything, and did bloods and still couldn't find anything. And then they said that it was all in my head and I was just sort of like imagining it. And then at the end of 2005, I started to get a lot of swelling in my feet and legs. And they started to take it a bit more serious then. And I had an echo done at Glenfield in Leicester. And it showed that the right side of my heart was enlarged. But they didn't know what was causing that. So I had to have various tests, MRI scans, CT scans. And it showed that there was a problem with my lungs. And basically, I was diagnosed with a rare lung disease, which is called idiopathic pulmonary hypertension. And it's where the blood vessels in the lungs become narrow and scarred, and they don't know what causes it. There's no known cause. So the oxygen can't pass through properly. So therefore, the blood backs up into the right side of the heart and obviously puts it under a lot of pressure. They have got various medications that can try and help the symptoms. But obviously no cure. So when I started to deteriorate quite quickly, that's when I needed to have a lung transplant.